Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvath on the BetQL Audio Network.
Love the internet issues when I don't hear anything for about 10 seconds. Boy, I'm just dreading my afternoon. Because Horvath, I know I'm going to have to call the cable company and I'm going to be canceling something. I'm going to be mad and it's going to take up 4 hours of my life.
Always, man.
Oh, well, it's just the smallest thing that you can call about cable, internet related. It's clear the entire day. It's clear the entire day.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, it really is.
Just spreading out.
I feel you. The worst part about all this is like, you know, it's not bad working from home, but when the internet, especially if you got kids and they're going to school and stuff like that, technology, the issues.
Thankfully, kids have been back in school for the last few weeks. So
lucky.
That has been very helpful over here. All right, Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvath. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network. Around this time, every single day, we give out our best bets for the evening. I'm frustrated about a few things. I'm going to go over those and vent a little bit in a minute, not cable or internet related, just about the NBA bets that are available at this moment. So many things not being posted. Come on, boys. Let's get them up there. Don't be scared about this guy playing or that guy playing. Let's go. You want people to bet? Let's get them up there and stop juicing things at minus 150. Horvath, what do you like tonight?
Man, you know what? Not a whole lot, actually. As crazy as that sounds coming from me, there's not a whole lot I like. I really wanted to back Oklahoma City. You have the Spurs coming off the COVID layoff, a bunch of guys. We don't even know if they're going to be out there tonight. And, man, these lines are moving all over the place where OKC was two-point favorites. Now the Spurs are favored by 1 point, Joe. So that kind of scares me a little bit right there, although a lot of money coming in on San Antonio. I think my favorite play of the night, I see a lot of people on Toronto. That doesn't really bother me. I like the Heat tonight, especially if Dragic is able to play, especially if Tyler Hero's back tonight. I know Toronto's been tough, but they are on the second night of a back-to-back. I like Miami tonight. I like them all the way up to 3.5. So I like the Heat tonight. And then my favorite prop, I'm going to go with Rudy Gobert against the Lakers bigs tonight. 27.5 is where I got it on the PRA. I'd probably play that even if it goes all the way up to 30, 31. I think he has a big night on the glass. I think he'll get in double figures, maybe score 13, 14 points against the Lakers. So I like Rudy Gobert's PRA, and then I like the Miami Heat tonight.
Rudy Gobert, PRA. Give me that one more time about Gobert.
I'm going to go over 27.5 is where I saw it earlier on this morning, which is probably, I'm sure, skyrocketed going against the Lakers. I mean, look at the bigs that they're stuck with now. Anthony Davis, we don't even know when he's coming back. Marc Gasol, like, that's a play that I've actually been making every single night, is him over 4.5 rebounds. He doesn't play a whole lot of minutes. You know, they go small at times. You know, I know you really like the Kyle Kuzma prop tonight, and I think that he'll be fine on the glass, and I think that probably goes over as well. The points and rebounds I really like for Kuzma especially. But still, man, I think Gobert is just going to dominate tonight against the Lakers. I still expect the Lakers to cover the 8.5. I really want to give that out as my best bet, but that just keeps going
up. Do it.
Where it started at 6.5. Well, what are your thoughts on that, though? Because Like, am I really going to go against the Jazz and then have everybody come at me? What are you thinking? Look at the trends, 19-1-1 against the spread in their last 21 games, whatever it is. I don't know.
It's LeBron as a big dog, is almost a double-digit dog. That's all you have to say.
All right, give it to me then. I'm adamant. Give me the Lakers. I want the Lakers plus 8.5. I'll play that. I'll play that down to 7. Let's say, you know, maybe people are expecting. I did see some people talking about maybe LeBron not playing tonight. That he's playing tonight. They've lost what, 3 straight. The MVP race is heating up. What Jokic did last night. You see what James Harden's doing. His name's entering the conversation. Damian Lillard, even Steph Curry. I think LeBron goes off tonight. So that's another play I do like is the Lakers and maybe LeBron's point total. I'm not going to touch the points. 29.5 is just way too many. But I will bet the Lakers at 8.5. I do like the Heat, and I do like Gobert. And I do like Gobert to eat tonight. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so we got you to 3. We got you to 3.
I'm not going to 3. That's my limit.
Yeah, okay.
3 at least for now, Joe. We'll see. Come closer to tip-off. Who knows? Maybe that number skyrockets. As Joe's having a little technical difficulties. That's why he will be on the phone with his cable company. There he is. What are you liking?
So frustrated. Are you ready to make it rain? 30 days, 30 games, $3 million in free bets given away to PointsBet customers by Paige Spiranek. Download the PointsBet app to find out more. Okay, Horvat gave you 2 sides in the NBA and a player prop. Here's where another reason I'm frustrated today. So earlier when we broke down the player props during prop or flop, I talked about Bay going over 2.5 of the Pistons, and it was at normal juice then, over 2.5 made threes. They've juiced this thing up to minus 156 now. Now you can't bet it. Now you can't bet it. Going against New Orleans. Too many people are listening / watching the show, Horvat. They bet on Bay over 2.5, and now it's juiced at a point where we can't bet it right now. Trey Young props are not up. Get the Trey Young props up. What is the problem? Are the books just waiting on someone to jump, someone to post a number? Then they're all going to copy and paste and post the same number. What is going on? Let's get Trae Young up there. He's at 40-8 and 31-11 in 2 matchups against Boston. He's really upset. I would assume that he didn't make the All-Star game. So get these Trae Young props up. That's another thing that's frustrating me.
No, absolutely, man. Is that just this year with the COVID and everything? Because I feel like even the lines, though, everything, I'll like something and I want to give it out. And then 5 minutes later, we'll have the board pop up on the screen and it's 3 points lower or higher than I expected. And it's been the same with the props. That's why really I like to get these in early morning.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, Jake Alley checking in on the chat, talking about LeBron feels the heat from Joel Embiid. Sixers homer there in Philadelphia. Hey, Jake, I didn't hear much about you talking about, what did he make, 3 field goals last night? I mean, Embiid didn't do anything last night. No, he's falling back, if anything. I mean, it's nice to get 50.
On the other hand, man, Jokic had a night last night.
Yeah, 40-plus last night. Yeah, you win MVPs at the free throw line. Okay, Jake. Keep dreaming.
That's why James Harden never wins MVPs right there. Because 60% of the points come from the free throw line.
I like the Cavs getting 2.5 points against Houston. Okay. Cavs are the dog. I don't know why Houston is favored. They've lost 8 consecutive games. When Christian Wood is out, they've been terrible. They've been losing straight up to a lot of bad teams. Now, part of this, how about the rest of the injury report? I wish I had more information, but this is what we have right now. Oladipo and Gordon are both questionable, but this does not look like Wood is going to be out there. I'm willing to take Cleveland. Sexton has been fantastic this year, averaging 23 points per game. Garland, 16 points per game. Sexton, maybe he's going to feel that he was snubbed last night among the All-Star reserves. Maybe a little narrative there, but I like Cleveland getting the points at home, even though they are on a back-to-back. So I will be backing the Cavaliers. Of the props that we have available, Kyle Kuzma with that Lakers Jazz game, I'm going to go over 22.5 points and rebounds. Last few games without Schroeder, without AD, 14-11, that's over. 23-4, over. 16-9, over. I'm going Kuzma over 22.5 points and rebounds. He can be frustrating at times, but I can't believe I'm making him a lightning bet. But here we are. Kuzma over points and rebounds. All right, you got three. Do I have a third? Oh, damn. Let's go narrative again. Devin Booker, the outright disrespect, man. The disrespect to one Devin Booker. Even LeBron was tweeting about it last night. Don't know if you caught that. His props, the point one is set at 26.5, PRA 35.5. Over 2.5 threes is big plus money. You can find that at nearly plus 140, Horvat. But I'm thinking points. How about you?
Yeah, I'm thinking points as well, Joe. It was what I was looking at this morning. You just brought it up, 26.5. It was at 25.5 to start the morning, so that's going up. He's got the snub narrative base, but also it's Devin Booker, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's narrative base because he was an all-star snub. But even if he made the all-star game, I could see him going off for 30 tonight. I really like him. And then I kind of like Jaylen Brown. He did make the all-star game, but I like him over 25.5. These are big numbers, man, but he has scored over 25 in five of his last seven. But going back to Booker, I think points is the way to go. I may have to join you on that one. I think he goes off for 30 tonight, and I kind of like Phoenix to win and cover tonight, too.
All right, this is undefeated. We start lightning bet segment. Horvat says he doesn't like much. He's got one or two, and then by the end of the segment, so far we're on five bets for Horvat. Any more?
No,
you got to get your golf plays in tonight too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll jump on some of that soccer that Bear was talking about, because we only got about an hour until kickoff and some of those. I need some daytime action. Oh, wait, I know. You know what? I had a college basketball play I almost forgot about.
Of course.
What do we got? Daily last second Horvat lightning bet, says Jake in our chat here. Yeah. Don't forget. I also like Wake Forest plus four bet.
I won't forget. So we're up to six. Do we have seven? Seven. Anybody? Seven. Anybody? No.
Forest one. That play is really small, Joe, but it's down to 3.5 now, which explain to me how all the money, or how all the bets, I should say, are coming in on Clemson, yet that goes from 4 to 3.5, a terrible Wake Forest team at home. That may be my favorite play of the day now.
Oh, now it's your favorite play of the day. What are your lightning bets, man? Are you doing all six here? What are we doing?
No. We're going to stick with those three.
Heat, Gobert, Lakers. Gobert was points, rebounds, and assists. I'm on the Cavs getting the points. Kuzma points and rebounds. Booker points. Anybody else want to jump in? You know, we don't have Eli Herskovich today. Apparently, don't have him for the rest of the week. He's a top secret mission. He won't tell us what he's doing. Any of the producers? We got three guys today. Anybody want to jump in with something they love tonight?
I kind of like LaVine over for points now that he's an all-star.
Jake Hassan, downtown Chicago. He's our board op. LaVine points over. I don't know how to go with that, Jake. I was kind of wondering, is he going to let up? He had a busy night last night checking with the family and the media. I don't know. Or does he want to prove, yes, you guys made the right call, coaches. Thank you for putting me in. I belong. And he's going to go off on the T-Wolves. I don't know. It's an interesting angle.
I think he has to double down, right? He's got to be like, all right, I belong here. You guys didn't make a mistake. This is my first time. I'm going to prove it.
Well, also, he showed the T-Wolves maybe that they did make a mistake, because he's playing against his former team, and he's went over 30 in his last nine games, Joe. Seven of his last nine games, he scored over 30. But it keeps going up. 31 is a lot, man.
That's a big number. Man, are we overflowing with narrative today. Woo! Just about everything. We can find a narrative. Just look for it. All right. We got you plenty of options for tonight. Get those Trae Young props up, people. Get them up. We'll probably be betting on those. BetQL Daily. Along with Ryan Horvat, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app.